Welcome to Emunah Be'emet, Faith in the Truth Podcast. What is truth? Why do we believe what we believe? Rabbi Woodcock of Bet Tefila shares his discoveries in history, philosophy, culture, and religion. Join us to discover the truth and redefine your faith.
Shalom, and welcome to Emunah Be'emet. I am Rabbi Woodcock, and I'd like to thank you for joining us today to discover the truth and redefine our faith. Today's topic is about faith and the truth regarding true love. Over the years, mankind has been presented with many ideals regarding love. There have been countless stories told of love, like Romeo and Juliet. Love poems have been written, and countless songs composed about love. The Beatles even went as far as to sing "All That We Need Is Love." To some, the idea of love is found in a romance novel, while others confuse love with what really is lust. So while we are currently headed towards the societal holiday of love known as Valentine's Day, I believe it is important to take a look at what love really is and what love is not. The International Standard Version of the Bible is a translation that has taken the time to try and mimic the tone of the original Greek, in the sense that when rhythmic meter was found, the translators did their best to keep in that format when they worked on this translation. I say this because this passage in 1 Corinthians 13, we find that rhythmic meter, and I think it's one of the most beautiful poems that I have found in the Bible. So 1 Corinthians 13 starts out by saying, "If I speak in the language of humans and angels, but have no love, I have become a reverberating gong or a clashing cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can understand all secrets and every form of knowledge, and if I have absolute faith so as to move mountains, but have no love, I am nothing. Even if I give away everything that I have and sacrifice myself, but have no love, I gain nothing." Here, Rabbi Shaul, the Apostle Paul, instructs us that love has nothing to do with our intellect, the ability to know everything, including details of the future, our amount of belief, or what we give to others. I don't know about you, but that leads me to reflect for a moment not about the deeds of others, but the motivation for doing these things. If love isn't in our motivation for our action, then what's the point? So we must stop and ask ourselves about our motivation. If it is about genuine concern for the welfare of others, then our actions are appropriate. But if our actions are motivated by appearance to others, currying favor, religious appeasement, or fill in the blank whatever, then love is not the motivation, and as far as Yahweh is concerned, there is no gain. Yeshua himself addressed this issue, and we read in Matthew 7, starting at verse 22, "Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, we prophesied in your name, drove out demons in your name, and performed many miracles in your name, didn't we?' Then I will tell them plainly, 'I never knew you. Get away from me, you who practice evil.'" Looking at the actions of those who were speaking to Yeshua, it appears that they were doing some wonderful things from a religious perspective. But their motivation wasn't based upon having a relationship with Yeshua. Notice that he tells them, "I don't know you," even though they invoked the power of his name. The Apostle John tells us that people who don't love don't know God. So what is love? This great poem found in the middle of our text gives us a great description of true love. And this is starting in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4. It says, "Love is always patient. Love is always kind. Love is never envious or arrogant with pride. Nor is she conceited, and she is never rude. She never thinks just of herself or ever gets annoyed. She never is resentful, is never glad with sin. She's always glad to side with truth and pleased that truth will win. She bears up under everything, believes the best in all. There is no limit to her hope, and never will she fall." Love is patient means that love responds to provocation, annoyance, misfortune, delay, or hardship with calm and fortitude, and without complaint, anger, frustration, and the like. Love is kind. Kindness is displayed with benevolence, generosity, charity, sympathy, compassion, tenderness towards others. Cruelty and malevolence is the antithesis of kindness and therefore of love as well. When we love somebody, we don't get upset when they receive a blessing. Love means that the world doesn't revolve around us. Love means that we don't think that we are better than others. Love means that we are respectful of others and we mind our manners. Love just doesn't focus on our superegos. Love considers everyone else involved. Love doesn't hold on to grudges or offenses. Love is displeased by sin. Love sides with facts and truth and wants the truth to be the victor in all battles. Love is everlasting. Love looks for the best in people and doesn't focus on the negative. Love gives hope. Love does not fail regardless of the circumstances or situation. Continuing with the scripture, love never fails. Now if there are prophecies, they will be done away with. If there are languages, they will cease. If there is knowledge, it will be done away with. For what we know is incomplete, and what we prophesy is incomplete. But when what is complete comes, then what is incomplete will be done away with. When I was a child, I spoke like a child, thought like a child, and responded like a child. When I became an adult, I gave up my childish ways. Now we see only an indistinct image in a mirror, but then we will be face to face. Now what I know is incomplete, but then I will know fully, even as I have been fully known. Right now, three things remain: faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love. During this cultural season of love, now is a good time to reflect upon the love that Yahweh has for us and how we are supposed to respond to His love. The Shema reminds us that we are to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and resources, and we are to love our neighbors as ourselves. So now that we have a good grasp on what love truly is, my prayer for us today is to share the love of Yeshua Jesus just like He wants us to. Let's share with the world the ultimate Valentine, which is found in God's love letter to us, the Bible. Remember, inside that love letter is found the free gift of eternal life, which was given to us by an ever-loving eternal Father. The gift was when Yeshua became our Passover lamb and took upon Himself our sins. He did this so that we could have and share the greatest gift of love ever, eternal life with Him in heaven. Let's also not forget that when we share His love, we are displaying His perfect love, and that is the most loving thing we can do this Valentine's season.
Thank you again for listening to Emunah Be'emet, Faith in the Truth podcast. We pray that your faith in the truth has been strengthened today. We would love to hear from you with your questions, comments, and encouragements. If you'd like to learn more about Bet Tefillah Messianic Synagogue, are interested in supporting this ministry through prayer, or would like to make a tax-deductible donation, please visit us online at bettefillah.weebly.com. Again, that's bettefillah.weebly.com. Join us next time to discover the truth and redefine your faith.